Welcome to 15 Minutes in the Word with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Keys to Loving Your Journey. In John 10:10, Jesus tells us that he came and died for us so that we can have and enjoy our life to the fullest until it overflows. So life is a journey and we only get one chance to live it. Why then should we choose to make it through, just endure, or worse, hate the life we're living? Today, Joyce will share how through following the Holy Spirit, we can learn to love every step of the journey with Him. Now, here's Joyce with today's teaching.
You know, let's just say that maybe you really feel like you need a change in your life. You want to get a different job. You want to get a different career, but you don't. You're kind of afraid because you make good money, and so you just keep staying there because you're just like, well, and you want to go, but you stay, and you want to go, but you stay. And so then pretty soon, because you're staying and not going, now you're starting to dislike everybody. You dislike the place. You don't like the boss. You don't like the work. So what I would do if I were you is pray, God, I feel like I need a change. Open a door for me. Now, that doesn't mean you can just sit back somewhere and just wait for somebody to come along and say, I'd like to hire you in my company. But while you're praying and while you're not complaining and while you're loving God and serving Him, you begin to look. You don't have to quit your job and not have one. You begin to look while you've still got this one. And if it's what you're supposed to do, God will open the right door for you and you'll have peace about it at the right time. But I think so many people live such little lives because they're just unhappy and they just don't do anything about it except blame somebody else or wish. I wish. And we have to stop that. You have got God living on the inside of you. You have courage, you have boldness, you have wisdom, and you can have a wonderful, wonderful life. I heard a story just last week, and this is a true story about a young man that graduated from college, and he had studied in a certain field, and he was offered a great job in the field that he had studied in. And it was a good paying job. It was like the perfect job. He was amazed. And of course, he wanted the job. But the closer it got to taking it, for some reason that did not make any sense to him at all, he just didn't feel like it was what he was supposed to do. He wanted to, but he didn't feel like it was right. Have you ever had that where you really want to. There's a part of you that wants to, but down deeper, you're just like, and you know, it's actually kind of irritating to us because we don't know why. If God would just tell us why. But I want to do this and the door's open and it's going to be good. And so why do I feel this way? Well, you know, God knows things that we don't know. Okay, you want to hear the rest of that guy's testimony? 4 months later, the Twin Towers were hit and that's where his job would have been. You know, sometimes I'll be riding in the car with somebody and of course I always think I know where I'm going and how they should get there. And I've had occasions where maybe all of a sudden they're going some way that I'm thinking, where in the world are you going? You ever feel like that with God? You think you know where you're going, and then all of a sudden you're like, where in the world were you going? This isn't the way. This isn't the way. And sometimes so then I'll question the driver, and they'll say, oh, I can see here on my GPS that there's a wreck up ahead, and so it's guiding me to take a different route. You know what GPS is for the believer? God's protection and guidance system. And we've all got a holy GPS on the inside of us, and it's down deep in our spirits. And just like sometimes a good driver will look ahead and see that there's a problem up ahead and take a different route and miss a huge problem, God will guide us many times to take a different route that doesn't make any sense to us because He knows what's up ahead. Let me tell you something. The wisest thing that any one of us can do is learn to pay attention to what's going on deep down inside of us and not just live off the top of our heads or off of our fleshly emotions. I had a situation in this past year where I decided I wanted to move. A couple of my kids were gonna move and we were gonna get some property and we were gonna all move on the side. We just had this great plan, you know. Well, Dave never was for it to begin with, and so that should have been a clue right there that it wasn't real good, but you know, I used my female persuasion and I talked him into it, and Dave's just like, well, you know, I don't wanna do that, but I can be happy anywhere, and so. You know, I got this whole plan going, and I was excited. Can I tell you something? Excitement doesn't equate to it being God's will. And I could have done it. It wasn't that I couldn't have done it, but when I got into it, when the excitement died down, there was no real peace, no real desire. I didn't want the work. I didn't want to mess with it. I didn't have a clue what I wanted to build. Got down to it. I got to look at my house. I thought, why in the world would I want to move? Got a great view. Got a good house. Of course, you know, Dave, he's like, I told you. You know, I told you. But because I had gotten myself into this, it took me a while to decide to back out. And so finally, I decided to say, you know what? I just didn't hear from God. And you know what? Don't ever be the kind of person that won't say, I just didn't hear from God. I made a mistake. I did not hear from God. You and I have to follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit or we are going to have nothing but misery in our lives. And just because I want something, that doesn't mean it's God guiding me. Now, if we're going to be guided, led by the Holy Spirit, we have to understand that He's not always going to lead us to the place where we think we would like to be. So let's look at Luke chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Then Jesus, full of and controlled by the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led in by the Holy Spirit for during 40 days in the wilderness and the desert, where he was tempted, tried, tested exceedingly by the devil. Wasn't a mistake. The Holy Spirit led him there. He led him into a desert. He led him in a wilderness. He led him into a hard time where he was gonna have to face off with the enemy and win a battle. You know what? Sometimes before any one of us can do what God wants us to do, we have to learn how to stand our ground and fight the enemy and win battles. Because let me tell you something. If you think you've got a battle on the level where you're on and you're wanting to go to another level, I can tell you what, new level always brings a new devil. So you got to have some victory on this one where you're at before you go to the next one. Amen? And the interesting thing about this was he had all these different temptations come against him. Of course, he passed every single test. And I love what it says. I'm not exactly sure what verse it is, but somewhere around 13 or something like that, it ends up saying that when he was finished with that, he came out full of power, full of the Holy Ghost, and began to do many signs and miracles and wonders. And so you might be in a hard place right now, but please listen to me. It may be the very training that you need to get you to the next place where God's going to take you. Would somebody please listen to me today? You may feel like you're going in the totally wrong direction because it's not the direction you would plan, but if we keep our trust in God, He can get us to where we need to be, right place, right time. Now listen to what I'm gonna say, with the right experience that we need to do what God's asking us to do. I'm gonna tell you what, I don't care how much education somebody's got, we all like somebody's got a little bit of experience. The Bible says that Jesus gained experience through the things which he suffered, and it equipped him for his office as high priest. We need experience to be equipped. That's the one great thing I can say about getting older. I'm not willing to use the word old yet, but older. Here's the thing, I know a lot more than I did when I started. That's one of the reasons why the Bible tells us that we should listen to our elders and respect them. Now, not everybody who lives a long time has any more wisdom than they did when they started, but there are some who do. Amen? So let me say it again. Everything you're going through right now, if you trust God, everybody say, if I trust God. I tell you, this don't work if you don't trust God. But if you put in that ingredient of trusting God, no matter how big of a mess you've got, once you put in that ingredient of I'm going to trust God, He can take that thing, no matter how difficult it seems, and He can make it work out to something good in your life, and He can use it to help you in your future. So I want to make a suggestion to you when you're going through difficult things or you come up to confront something that's hard, don't run. I tell you, we are experts at avoiding, evading, procrastinating, anything other than deal with something hard. But you know what? If you deal with it and get it over with, you're going to have an experience that you didn't have before, and you're going to be stronger when you come out than you were when you went in. Okay, Galatians 5:16. But I say walk and live habitually in the Holy Spirit. It's a habit that we form. Responsive to and controlled and guided by the Spirit. Then you will certainly not gratify, see the word gratify, the cravings and the desires of the flesh of human nature without God. Now, it doesn't say that the cravings of the flesh will go away. It says that we won't gratify them. In other words, if we're being led by the Spirit, the flesh is not going to shut up. The sin doesn't die. We die to sin. There's nowhere in the Bible that it says sin dies. It says we are dead to sin. So that means that there's a wisdom on the inside of us. It's like, been there, done that. I don't want to keep living like that. No is my answer. No. Been there, done that, been around that mountain. My answer is no. I'm not going to compromise my integrity. No. I'm not going to compromise to get a promotion at work. No. I'd rather stay right here where I'm at, making less money and have my peace and have my joy than to have your promotion and lose my peace and lose my joy. You know, back in the 70s, which has been a long time ago, I was a nominal Christian, loved God, was born again. I was actually born again when I was a 9-year-old child, and but I didn't know anything. And you know what? A Christian that doesn't know anything may go to heaven, but you sure are not going to enjoy the journey.
Thanks for listening. It's exciting that Jesus has given us a full life. In reality, though, we may struggle to actually enjoy it. We may spend more time upset with the obstacles or focused on the negatives. Instead of wasting effort with these distractions, let's allow the Holy Spirit's leading to show us how we can adjust our perspectives and have Jesus be the center of everything we do. It is time to love the journey. So remember, God loves us and has a better plan for us than anything we could ever imagine. For more resources from Joyce, visit joycemeyer.org.
Did you know that you can be completely honest with God? David in the Bible certainly was. He poured out his questions and pain and discovered how deeply God loved him through it all. You can too. That's why I'm so excited about this devotional, Daily Devotions from Psalms. As you take time to know God in a deeper way, you will find comfort and peace every single day.
Daily Devotions from Psalms, new from Joyce Meyer. Order your copy today at joycemeyer.org.
Thank you for listening to 15 Minutes in the Word with Joyce.